Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, Monty Musk sugar factory to remain open, and Agriculture Minister announces changes to regime that governs the importation of refined sugar. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui Jabe Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Tell us what you know about crime. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope and mark X on it. Put it in any post office box. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda has announced that the Monty Musk sugar factory in Clarendon will remain open for the 2017-2018 sugar crop year. Mr. Samuda says the decision follows discussions with the Chinese-owned Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company. The company will operate the factory under the following conditions.
Pan-Caribbean will return some 25,000 acres of leased land located at Bernard Lodge and Monty Musk to the government of Jamaica. That gives effect to our control of that land to go in search of new investors, to develop an amount sufficient to make the production of cane at Monty Musk viable.
Pan-Caribbean will also be allowed to import and distribute refined sugar in addition to the company's brown sugar quota that they earn through production at the Monty Musk and Froome factories. In other sugar news, changes have been made to the regime for the importation of refined sugar duty-free as a raw material for manufactured products. The changes are to prevent the sugar from being leaked to the retail trade. The Sugar Industry Authority is responsible for issuing the permits to import refined sugar.
Going forward, the granting of permits to import refined sugar for the retail trade, not for the manufacturing sector, will be restricted to approved marketing agents or other entities as determined by the minister.
All sugar sold in the retail trade must be packaged in keeping with the recently enacted sugar standards governing the sale of sugar.
When our inspectors go to supermarkets and find that there is sugar being retailed without being contained in the prescribed packages, that sugar will be confiscated and the proprietors will be subject to a fine of up to $3 million.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Fox can't catch the grape, im say sour. Translation, the fox cannot reach the grape, so it says it's sour. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
It's the inaugural Jamaica Geographic Information System, GIS, user conference under the theme Geospatial Technologies, Mapping Our Way to Secure Communities, Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, October 10 and 11, featuring discussions on the impact of GIS technology on crime fighting, policing and vehicle tracking, healthcare, tourism and planning and development. That's the first ever GIS user conference hosted by the National Spatial Data Management Division in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Visit www.gisuserconference.com. JA.com or call 630-18501 for details.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, people may speak ill of you if they are unable to get what they want from you. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. We want to hear from you. Send feedback to radio at gis.gov.jm. Connect with us at GIS News on Twitter, at GIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.